Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the Big Pitch Radio Show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining the Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter and follow us, both at Big Pitch Radio. Welcome to our show. We thank you so much for spending part of your day with us. We know you have a lot of choices out there, but you're choosing to spend it right here with us. And this is where we pitch, invest in, and grow businesses every single day. We are just so thankful. And right now, I just got to say hi to my wonderful, wonderful hosts, Marla Tabaka, top 10 contributing author here at Inc. Magazine. Hi, Marla. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you? I'm good. I'm good. I had a restful weekend in some ways, so that was unusual for me. So I'm raring to go.
That's nice. That's very nice, right? Yeah. It's nice to chill out a little bit, decompress. Mm-hmm. And we have Kevin Harrington, original Shark and Shark Tank, and one of the, really considered the pioneer of the infomercial business. Hi, Kevin. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. TGIM. Thank God it's Monday.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's start the week with a bang.
I love it. And now, you know, I first heard that term from Eric Thomas. He's a motivational speaker and, you know, really doing a lot of good work out there. And so I love TGIM, and it's good to wake up and get the week started. And, you know, we are just very, very excited. I want to get right into it. Marla, we have a phenomenal show today. And, you know, so why don't you tell us who's on today?
We really do. I'm excited. We have Jen Hanser coming up in this first segment. And Jen and her co-founder have accomplished something absolutely amazing. So just stay tuned for that. And then we have Shamil Hargavan in the latter part of the show, and he's got some 3D printed body gear, they call it, but they're insoles basically, that is just going to knock your socks off. So fun stuff today.
I'm looking forward to it. So let's kick the show off right away. I want to get right into it, make sure we get plenty of time for Jen. So Jen Hansard is the co-author and the co-founder of Simple Green Smoothies, the number one green smoothie resource online. Her business genius zones are creative marketing and brand strategies. She and her friend and co-founder, Jada Selner, a host of the wildly popular and free 30-day green smoothie challenge and simplegreensmoothies.com. They're healthy obsession with green smoothies has become a global movement where over 1 million people have embraced the simple and healthy habit. Their book, Simple Green Smoothies, became an instant number one bestseller on Amazon. Well, that's quite the resume, Jen. It's a pleasure to have you here on Big Pitch Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Oh, we're excited to have you. We love starting off Monday with a lot of energy and pizzazz. So you're on the spot this morning, and we appreciate you coming on. And, you know, I looked at your background, and I've checked your website out and things like that, and even digging further into how you built your business. But before we get into that, what's your background? Did you grow up in an entrepreneurial family? Was it more traditional in nature?
Yeah, I grew up in a very traditional family. My mom stayed home to raise the kids. There's three of us. And my dad was full-time working for an aerospace company. So he did the 9-to-5 commute. And on top of that, he also ran his own tax business during tax season. So we had a little bit of entrepreneurship within that for me. So I saw that growing up, that he chose his hours to run the tax business and how he wanted to do it. And we pretty much based our family vacations off of how much he worked during tax season. And so we knew that if he hustled and we let him work hard and didn't bother him, that we could maybe go on a really cool trip that year.
Right. Dad, I don't need quality time. Just go out there and let me keep cracking the whip. Here, you go. Yeah, I love it. I love it. So you where'd you get the entrepreneurial bug? From from the tax business? Did you say, hey, I can see that you can run your business on the side? Or is that where you really gleaned some of the insight and wisdom to do what you're doing today? Or how did you progress to what you're doing today?
Well, that definitely planted the seed for me. And mm-hmm. I became an entrepreneur as soon as I had my son. And mm-hmm. that was at a point in my life where I was working for an ad agency in Los Angeles, but decided to stop working there, have a family. But I'm such a worker bee that I really, really, really wanted to like get out there and do something else. And I love to create things. And so I decided to start my own design studio for my house and work from home. And that was my first gig that I did. Wow. Doing design. I went to school for graphic design and print journalism. So I double majored. I'm kind of an overachiever in life. And so...
Oh, that's fun. Tell us a story about your, you say that you have a healthy obsession. How did the whole green smoothie movement begin?
Well, for us, it actually started with my co-founder, who was just a friend at that time, named Jada Selner. And we lived far apart. She was living in Hawaii and I was in Florida. And we both started a parenting website together. And our whole goal was just to inspire parents to raise their kids in more of a simple lifestyle and cut out all the clutter, cut out the TV, and just do Play-Doh and enrichment activities and also eat better. And one of the things that Jada had just got hooked on was green smoothies. And we would be on the phone talking, and she was like, Jen, you have to try a green smoothie. Like, they are so good. And for me, I was a vegetarian for over 16 years at that point. And I did not eat vegetables, though. Like, I was this person that would always say, I'm a vegetarian, I'm healthy. Yeah. But really, I was just eating bowls of Lucky Charms.
A junkitarian.
Sandwiches. Yeah, that's what I was.
A junkitarian.
So, like, the idea of actually drinking my spinach was just, like, I'm not interested. But I was also really tired at that time. And my kids were little, and I was just hooked on coffee. But I got to this place where like two times at Starbucks every day wasn't even enough to like keep me going. And so I gave in and was like, okay, I'm going to try this green smoothie thing. Like maybe there's something to it. And we went to the store as a family, bought all the ingredients and went home and blended our first smoothie together. And it actually tasted good. And from that moment, we say it was love at first sip. And I was like, I can do this. I can actually drink my salad and be happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's delicious. Go ahead, Kevin.
How did you get such an amazing following? Great that how you started with kind of a personal passion, but where did it take mm-hmm. off for you like that?
Yeah, for us, it really took off on Instagram. And we would just every day, Jada, when she would wake up and make her smoothie, she would lay out all of the ingredients on her kitchen counter and just take a picture of them and post that on Instagram with the recipe she was making. And we started taking turns doing this, and we realized that if you just share a picture of a green glass on any recipe, it looks disgusting and you're not going to want to drink it. But if you actually lay out the ingredients and show like there's pineapple in this, there's mango, there's banana, like fruits that people are attracted to, and then there's spinach. It's more open to actually trying it. People are willing to like, okay, maybe I could put this in my blender and make it. And so that's what we did every day. Consistently, we would share what we were blending for breakfast and give the entire recipe away for free as well. And people started tagging their friends, and we were known as like I remember reading posts all the time on Instagram. They would tag us and say to their friends, like, you need to check them out. These smoothies actually taste good. And so that was a first for most people in the green smoothie world was it was something that didn't taste like grass.
Gosh, with over a million followers or people who really have embraced this 30-day challenge, you must have some success stories that are very, very moving, I would imagine. Can you think of one to share with us?
Yeah. Let's see. Recently, we've gotten so many in.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's putting you on the spot, that's fine. We can go a different direction. I just can imagine what you must get. Yeah.
Yeah, there's one lady, I'm blanking on her name right now, but she reached out to us. It was about 2 years ago now. And she was doing our 30-day green smoothie challenge and just getting really excited about building her health up. But she was also getting ready to go through chemotherapy for cancer. Mm-hmm. And she was beyond scared, but she shared with us that the one thing that she was excited about was her daily smoothie. She's like, I know that I'm putting these chemicals in my body to fight off the cancer, but at the same time, I'm also putting all these nutrients in to build my body up. Mm. And just to know that she found a way to empower herself through a really hard situation, like, made me cry. And I just think it's amazing. And she's still here, which is incredible. Oh. Like, she's doing it.
That's great. That's great. Well, we're going to take a quick break here in just a moment. And it's just such a delight to have you on. And I'd like to get back to, like, Kevin. I know he had some more questions, too. It's really, it's interesting. You talked about how you guys woke up and Instagram and took some pictures and here's the ingredients. Is, do you think that that same strategy could apply to a lot of different products out there? You know, Kevin's a product guy. Marla, yeah, I work, you know, deal with a lot of businesses as well. And just like to get your idea on that, you know, because we have a lot of listeners that, you know, would love to learn some little bit of strategy, little secret sauce, you know. Mm-hmm. And if anybody's out there that has green smoothies, just plug your ears. You're not getting our intellectual capital down that way. But so stick around. We're going to come right back and we'll just have a great time. I love the energy that Jen brings to the show. Jen Hansard. Yeah. She's got a great, great simplegreensmoothies.com. Go check her out. We've been having a great time with her this morning. We'll be right back. Listen to Big Pitch Radio Show. Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing
in the street, gonna big man someday, you got my... So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now, lots of compliments from friends and colleagues, but you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
I'm Dr. Harry Anderson.
And I'm Penny Gilley.
I've been helping you with your nutritional needs for over 44 years. Now I want to introduce you to my wellness formula for yourself that will help you have more energy, alertness, and focus.
Plus, it's all natural. Try Total People Plus today and see for yourself. Go to PennyGilley.com. Learn, relax, focus, exhale. Total People Plus.
Let 2016 be the year you take care of yourself. All natural, caffeine and gluten-free, $35 for 180 capsules. Recommending 4 per day will last 6 weeks. For a limited time, get free shipping by mentioning promo code PENNY. To order, call 817-470-4653 or go to PennyGilley.com. That's 817-470-4653 or PennyGilley.com. Order today.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one. It's easier than you think. By refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line. Like a boss. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us. Guys, I got to mention real quick, I went to see 13 Hours. Are you guys familiar with that?
No. What is it?
It's the one about Benghazi, the movie about Benghazi.
Oh, yeah. That looks intense.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That movie was incredible. Incredible. And they had this cool premiere, and they had a Dallas Stadium, like 35,000 people showed up. They actually recognized the actual guys that were there, and it was just totally moving and powerful. And wow. I mean, I'm telling you what, that movie, guys, if you get a chance to go see it on big screen, it will – I mean, there was a guy sitting next to us. I'm not kidding you, literally on the edge of his seat the whole movie. you hear the term all the time, but he's like leaning forward on the edge of his seat. And I'm like, wow. I mean, from get go, you're tense. And I mean, it was fascinating and very, very cool. And the reason I bring it up is I want to say to all the veterans and soldiers and those who've lost their lives, veterans and soldiers out there, we appreciate all the work that you do out there to protect the very freedoms that we enjoy out there. And you know, if you see one out there, veteran or soldier, just say thank you. It just goes a really long way. So right now we're here with Jen Hansard, and she's the co-author and co-founder of Simple Green Smoothies, and just an incredible story. And Jen, before the break, you know, Kevin was talking about, you know, how you built your following up and putting smoothies on Instagram and just taking some pictures of the actual ingredients and probably making it less daunting and you know, putting it into context so people can understand. You know, to Kevin's point, you built up this nice following. You know, I'd like Kevin to jump here in a second after your response, but what did you – you know, do you think that this is applicable to other products? Because, I mean, it's huge. And, you know, is it just that green smoothies are, you know, hot right now and the healthy living? Or do you think that this could be applied to other different businesses out there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think any business can benefit from social media and can actually grow a following through it. And one of the key things that we always tell people when we're talking about business is that a lot of times on social media, especially on Instagram, you'll see people will usually like post a photo of their product and tell them to go to their website for more information. And what we like to recommend is that on social media, you pretty much position yourself as that is the room. Like that is the arena where you're going to play. You're not going to just make them go somewhere else. And so for us, a lot of stay-at-home moms are on Instagram. And so we not only take a picture of the recipe, but we give the entire recipe for free away on Instagram as well. So they can stay in that space and every day be getting value from us. And you could be applying that to, if you're a business coach, every day share tips like right within social media. So they have a takeaway right there. Don't make them leave and go somewhere else or sign up for your email list to get any quality information from you. Give it to them right where they're at.
That's a great, great tip, Jen. Thank you. So I noticed that you've been doing a lot of things with Instagram, Facebook. Have you tuned into some of the new video social opportunities, the Snapchats and the Periscopes? Have you done any Periscoping at all? Scoping, as they call it sometimes.
We did play in Periscope for about a week, but we've realized for us, it's we got to focus, and we do the singled out technique. And we started with Instagram and stay very focused on one social media channel as you build it out. And so we did Instagram first. And then when we felt like we had that under control, we knew what we were doing. We felt confident with what we were sharing. And our community was just growing exponentially. Then we moved on to Facebook and did the same there. And so a lot of people, when they're starting a business, you feel like you have to be in every single social media channel at once to get your brand out there. But the truth is, if you're doing that, you're really stretching yourself thin and you're not able to give the quality to every post that you're doing, and your community doesn't quite get the value that they could if you singled out and focused on one at a time.
Sure, makes sense. So Rodeo is a great company to be involved with. I know they've had a lot of big winners in sort of the self-improvement kind of categories. Have they helped you promote your book, and what kind of partnership have you had with them?
Rodell is incredible, and we are so blessed to have like picked them to be our publisher. And they've been really good when it comes to PR work for us. And actually, on Wednesday morning, we're going to be on the Doctor's TV show because of them. And so they've managed to land us big media opportunities like that. Also, a couple magazines. We were in O Magazine in January.
Wow.
So as far as exposure from the book, we've gotten great exposure through the through Rodell. And they've also, when I think it was right after Christmas, when book sales go down a little bit, they worked with us and did a Facebook ad to like boost us back up there for the whole New Year, New You kind of campaign going out and promoting the book at that time. Right. So they've been great, like being creative with ways to work with us.
How about the shopping channels? Have you looked into the QVCs, HSNs of the world at this point?
Yeah. Someone at As Seen on TV reached out to us to do something. But we just felt right now it would overwhelm us. And we're trying to be really focused. Like Jada and I both have families and young kids. And so we know we have this huge opportunity right now to grow super big. But we also have this amazing opportunity to be great parents. And we're choosing to put that above the growth of our business in some ways and just being really intentional with what we pick to work on. And so last year was the year of the book, and that was our big focus. And together we agreed that was priority. That's what we were going to do. And we succeeded. And now this year our focus is growing our team and really getting key players working for us so that we can put our energy into something else. And maybe it is As Seen on TV. I don't know. Like, we're not sure yet.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing work. I mean, absolutely. Congratulations. It's it blows my mind how you managed to get not only so many followers, but so much revenue flowing through the door. Congratulations, Jen, really.
Oh, thanks, Marla.
Yeah.
And can I share one other thing with social
please
media?
Please do. Yeah.
Super helpful. Along with how we're always sharing free content, and there was times where we were scared that we were giving away too much for free.
Nah.
And wondering like, well, what are people going to buy from us if we, and at that time we didn't have a product, but we were like, what if we, like, if we sell something, they're not going to buy it because we have everything for free on our site. Mm-hmm. But we were able to find a way to create a product, which is our cleanse, that complements the mission of our business. And our whole goal is to get as many people around the world drinking green smoothies. And that's not a business money-making idea. That's just a world-changing idea. Mm-hmm. So for us, our business-making idea is our Fresh Start 21 cleanse. And we've put our energy into building that as a product. And it complements our free 30-day challenge. It complements our book on green smoothies and all of our free recipes on social media. And we always reply to every comment that we get on Facebook. Instagram or every email that comes in.
That's crazy. So Jen, we're going to go into break. Jen, we're going to go into break, but I'd like to bring you back just so you can kind of leave some words of wisdom for our audience and tell them where they can find you. You're listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show. We always appreciate having you tuned in to the Big Pitch. For Kevin Harrington and Jason Gary, this is Marla Tabaka, and we're just going to take a quick break. Make sure to step on over and follow us in social media at Big Pitch Radio on Twitter and Big Pitch Radio on Facebook.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
biztalkradio.com.
PM Pacific.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. We are here with Jen Hansard, and she's a co-author and co-founder of Simple Green Solutions. She's been so gracious to spend some of her time with us here at Big Pitch Radio talking about her business, how she built it up, and using social media and starting out with Instagram and getting that, you know, fine-tuned and then going on to the next phase. And so it's been a pleasure to have you on, Jen. We appreciate it. Before we part ways here this morning, I was wondering, and as Marla was suggesting, if you could say, hey, you know, well, it's tough to get going and dieting and losing weight and things like that. Could you offer, you know, if you could offer one piece of wisdom to our listening audience in terms of getting going, you know, what would that be?
I think for most people, we see this big picture of who we want to be in the next year, and it's dramatically different than who we are right now. And that's super intimidating and hard to imagine getting there. So I really believe just you have to take the first step. And as small as that is, it could be just challenge yourself to drinking 5 cups of water a day and sticking with that, or blending 1 green smoothie a day for 30 days and just do that. And don't change everything at once because you're never going to stick with it. But start small, celebrate your small milestones that you make, and just keep on going. And I believe that you'll get to that better self that you're looking for.
A community is probably a big part of what you guys do as well, right? I mean, you know, having people.
Absolutely.
That you
can,
yeah.
Community, you can't do it alone.
Yeah, you can't. Go ahead.
Okay, Jason. Yeah, I did want to share. Like, I think accountability is a big part of it too. It's community and accountability. And just know that your struggles that you're having are shared with so many other people too. And we're all scared to say them out loud. But if you take that step and find people you can connect with and encourage, and they'll encourage you, and then you can share your struggles, growth happens and you'll stick with it longer too.
Awesome. Great advice. Great advice. Well, Jen, it's been a pleasure having you on a Big Pitch Radio Show. Tell people where they can find out more about your product.
Yeah, they can head on over to our website, which is simplegreensmoothies.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Simple Green Smoothies. And you can check out our book on Amazon, which is a number one bestseller, too.
Well, I hope you enjoyed your time here at Big Pitch Radio.
Oh, yeah, you guys are awesome.
Will you do us a favor? Will you come back again sometime and bless us with your wonderful wonder and wonderful enthusiasm that you bring to us?
I would love to. I would love to come to you and blend you a green smoothie next
Ooh.
Time.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on. Go check her out. Check their website out, Simple Green Smoothies, simplegreensmoothies.com. Jen and Jada are doing a fantastic job over there. It's been a pleasure, and we'll talk to you soon, Jen. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, you guys.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. Take it easy. Well, right now we have Shamil Hargovan on with us, and he's with Wimpy. And you're here to talk about what you do and pitch us, and we're excited to hear about it. And so tell us about your business, Shamil. We're looking forward to it. We're ready for your pitch.
Absolutely. Good morning, folks.
My name
is Shamil Hargovan, and the name of my company is Weave, a West Coast bionics company spelt W, 2 I's, 2 V's. We make custom 3D printed gear for your body from a smartphone, starting with the first set of products, Base RX Orthotics and Base by Weave custom insoles, which is available on Kickstarter for 5 more days. What once reserved for elite athletes and medical patients, we're bringing in custom footwear, apparel, and active gear to the masses. For our insoles, we bring the power of custom down to $75, solving common foot fatigue and misalignment. We do it digitally, affordably, and leverage cutting-edge mobile scan and 3D printing technology. And we've built a world-class adaptive manufacturing platform to make body-perfect gear scale. We earn revenues by selling direct to consumer from your smartphone through practitioner sales, online and retail channels, and soon via major brand partnerships. At present, we're a post-seed stage startup, having completed a 15-month R&D stage, looking to fuel the next stage of growth. We're seeking $8 million for 16% equity stake in our company. So I have just one question. Are you ready to play ball?
Wow. What a great business you're in. I love being able to customize this via the iPhone. So fantastic. I have to ask that you're in the very beginning stages, it sounds like, but you've spent a tremendous amount of time putting the technology together is what I'm gathering at this point, right? So is it operational at this stage? You said post-seed, but are you before launch now?
Yeah, now we are in the market. We're in the world now. And so, you know, we've spent since August last year selling our RX orthotics line of products in a formal capacity. We've been doing R&D with practitioners before that. And then this January, we launched on Kickstarter with our base RX custom insoles and have done almost 200,000 in sales in about 24 days. And we're kind of working from there.
Great. So why do you need the $8 million? Walk me through the money that you're going to be using. I don't have any issue with somebody looking for that kind of money, obviously, but it's in a startup mode. You mentioned you just raised 200 grand on Kickstarter. How do you go from 200,000 to the $8 million?
Yeah, no. So just to be clear, we've actually raised close to $3.5 million already in venture money, including strategic investor money. Again, building an entire tech stack, smartphone, a 3D printing factory, if you'd like. We call it our Ocean's 11 vault down in San Diego. Building kind of all the infrastructure needed to do this is expensive and obviously very complicated. And so the Kickstarter was more for market validation to prove this works end to end, and that customers, there's an actual demand for these custom goods. But the reason for $8 million is we're trying to scale this beyond insoles, and really, you know, leveraging and proving the power of this platform that can do custom body gear for any part of your body. And so this is really about being able to go into other areas while also building on our insole business and growing as rapidly as we can as a company.
Great. So the $3.5 million that you've raised, has that money been invested into the development so far, or do you have a little bit of cash?
Yeah, no, we have a bit of cash. We got some runway to get us through the year, effectively, you know, some of that's also locked in assets. We did buy some of our first 3D printer, for example, which is just locked in as an asset for now, but. Most of that was for the R&D phase and recruiting a world-class team, and we're based in Canada and the U.S. right now.
Great.
Interesting. You know, it is fascinating. I mean, we see a lot of – we had a guy that runs a 3D printing company that came on our show, and we had a lot of discussion around, you know, how to monetize that model. And he was talking about there's different, you know, big brand – stores like Dick's Sporting Goods, who, you know, from an inventory standpoint, it allows them to, you know, even test, like, let's just say fishing lures, and, you know, looking at those and put them, you know, print them right there on the spot and not have to hold a bunch of inventory and things like that. Where I like exactly what you're doing, which is, you know, you picked a particular space and said, this is going to be our core competency, right? This is what we're going to focus on, and we're going to have one product, basically a couple product kind of built within this, but it's this basic space. And I like that. Are you seeing a lot of that out there in the 3D printing world? Is that, you know, it's kind of figuring out how to monetize, it's tricky, but going down this one, you know, this basically one space play is a good way to do that, right?
I think the focus is absolutely critical. There are companies that are using 3D printing in a novel way as well. Really applying it, you know, things like custom earbuds that go into basically headphones. And, you know, we're seeing just this model of order from a smartphone beyond 3D printing, like M. Taylor and Indochino. You can get a custom shirt, for example. So there's this sort of new wave of getting custom and getting it very conveniently. And, you know, if you go on Amazon today, for example, you'll find that there's 112,000 different versions of insoles and plenty of customer complaints saying my feet just don't fit into the shoe I bought. So we kind of decided, look, we're going to focus there for that reason, but also because if anyone's had an experience with orthotics, And getting an orthotics, it's a bit of a nightmare. So this is where the tech could really shine.
Yeah, it's very good. And we're going to come back here in a minute. We want to spend some more time with Shamil and figure out, you know, a little bit more about the business model so that we can understand, you know, how investable it is. You said you're asking for $8 million for a 16% equity stake in your company. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, good. We'll be right back. You are listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Don't go anywhere. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us. So you can go there, both at Big Pitch Radio. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Home burglars happen during the day when you're not there. Someone could be at your house right now, ringing your doorbell to see if you're home. And as soon as they know you're not, they break in. This is how 95% of break-ins occur. Hi, I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor of the Ring Video Doorbell. I invented Ring so you can see and speak with anyone at your door using your smartphone. So would-be burglars think you're always home, even when you're not. And when someone approaches your home, Ring's advanced motion detection alerts you, giving you full monitoring of your property. Installing Ring takes just minutes, and its dual-powered design will work with your old doorbell wires or the built-in rechargeable battery. Time Magazine and USA Today named Ring a top 10 gadget, and at under $200, Ring is the smartest way to protect and monitor your house.
Go to ring.com/safety for free FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/safety. With Ring, you're always home. Order yours today at ring.com/safety.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. We are here with Shamil, and he's got a really cool product. It's 3D printing using new technology for pet orthotics, is what he calls pedoptics. I can't do this right now. But basically, it goes in your shoe, right, Shamil? And Kevin, I know you had some questions about Shamil as well.
So how many customers have you been through the process so far, trying to get an idea of how far along the company is?
Absolutely. Over 1,000 customers to date.
And as we were talking, you've had some amazing reception to the product so far, correct?
Well, absolutely. We launched on Kickstarter the January 5th over at CES in Vegas, took the TechCrunch Disrupt Hardware Battlefield runner-up, and 24 days into the Kickstarter, we are now at almost 200,000 in sales from that product alone.
And you mentioned that the goal here of the company, you're starting with insoles. Walk through some of the other product extensions that you can do in this customization arena.
Sure. So just to give you an idea, this is really to scale beyond insoles and other parts of the body. We've been approached by a gaming company that wants to do a custom 3D printed mouse, for example, for gamers. We've been approached by a sporting brand, basically, that would like us to see if we can make custom sports gear, protective gear, effectively. And you can really scale that. For the military, I think one of the coolest applications could be custom gloves. If you ask folks in the military, the gloves are one of the most important pieces of equipment. So just really this has a lot of applications, and of course footwear. So insoles, but then what else can you do in footwear, which is a $170 billion market in the U.S. alone annually.
Yes. And so the Kickstarter campaign was just sort of a test for you. You didn't, 200,000 in the big scheme of things is not a big thing for a company that's already raised $3.5 million on your way to $8 million. But what the validation of that, especially with such a forum at the CES show just here, literally a few weeks ago, this was pretty amazing. So tell me about the mentality of taking it now to the next level after this Kickstarter validation.
No, absolutely. So I would sort of take a page out of Microsoft's book or strategy, right? So when they launched Windows 10, they had a Surface Book and a Surface Pro that they put out there, and they showcased the power of that technology and how it can work with their products end to end. Therefore, we did everything full stack. We built the manufacturing in-house so we could prove how you can do this. And what that's done is really helped us now that we're in the market have those conversations with partners about how they can use our technology. So we always envision close to 80% of our business will come from brand partnerships and the kinds of things that brands already do. And the way we look at it is we want to partner with the one, two, and three in as many categories as we can and offer them core technology and an additional value proposition.
Right. So now, have you given any thought to the amount of equity that someone is going to receive? And with an $8 million request, you're looking somewhere in the range. That's for 15%, did you say?
Yeah, 16%, but yeah, give or take.
Okay, so you're putting a valuation north of $50 million on the company. Is that accurate?
Yeah. That's where we're putting the valuation at, is about 50, especially given the seed round raise and what valuation that was at.
So are you getting any kickback at all from investors at that kind of valuation with a startup?
You know, not yet. Now, granted, I'm probably a little bit in a bubble here in the valley where things can be in tech when you've got this untold potential story and the application has, you know, so many different uses. So right now we raised our seed and we're starting the roadshow for the Series A. I'm sure we'll have to, alter terms and negotiate and do what makes sense for folks. But ultimately, we got to put a stake in the ground, and that's what we've done.
Right. I've raised a lot of money over the years, and I just feel as when you're sort of proving out the model right now. But have you identified a customer acquisition cost yet? Have you got enough sophistication on your marketing yet? You're doing a lot of digital marketing at this point with the capital you've raised. And, you know, I would look at what's the customer acquisition cost? What is the long-term revenue stream projection on a customer? Those are a couple of, you know, very important numbers, right? So
absolutely.
Have you identified that customer acquisition yet?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the things, we're not predominantly playing in retail, which tends to be one of the highest costs to be able to get out to distribute. So in any situation where we're doing retail or working with online partners, it tends to be through channels where they're the expert, not us. The notion of a smartphone, a lot of our sales have come from just the novelty of this at this point. It's just an amazing amount of people like, this is amazing that I can do this. But when you actually talk to
Shamil, I hate to cut you off, buddy. We are literally running out of the show here. time wise. So you do it great. So in the meantime, I want to follow back up with you. I want to make sure that we get in touch with you, if that's okay with you, and really kind of dig in further. This was not clearly enough time to dig in, especially on a product like this. So we'll do that when we follow up. Please tell people where they can find out more about you right now.
Yeah. So it's, www.weave.com. That's WIIVV.com.
Yeah, I mean, we've all had problems with our feet and them hurting, and here's an opportunity for you to get really custom on that. I mean, obviously, especially if you're standing for your job or you're hiking or you're running, this could be a huge opportunity for you to get, and it's very, very affordable. So check that out. Shamil, it's been a great pleasure to have you on Big Pitch Radio Show. We hope you've enjoyed your time here as well.
Hey, thank you, folks, for having me.
And we'll follow up with you and see how we can help you out even further, okay?
Much appreciated.
Hey, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on. Hey, thank you so much. Hey, Marla, it's a great show. It's Kevin, great show today, right?
Yeah, nice. I love the orthotics. I think we had the valuation, as he has even agreed to, is a little bit high, but he's a very smart guy. Very smart guy.
I love it. Yeah. Love it, man. Well, we'll be right. I'll come back next show. Thanks for sticking around with us today. You've been listening to Big Pitch Radio Show, bigpitchradio.com. Again, come back tomorrow. We have a phenomenal show as well, and we've been just grateful to have you here. So have a great rest of your accomplished rest of your day. Bye bye now.
Bye.
Bye bye.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.